Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii and Boston, Massachusetts. I'm Danny Yamashiro with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer.
Aloha.
Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Giselle Ferreira lived in Spain for 5 years, was a bodybuilder and fitness enthusiast. She served in missions to India, Japan, Philippines, Mozambique, Sudan, Kenya, and Thailand. A former district and circuit court reporter. She was also associate pastor at Hope Chapel Manoa in Hawaii. Today, she lives in the Middle East. How has God led her through her adventurous life? We pause at the beginning of our show to remind you the reason we have the Good Life Radio Show is to bring you closer and closer to Jesus. You know, Giselle experiences an adventuresome life today because of her walk with God, her walk with Jesus. Jesus who loves you so much as he has her. Loves you so much he died on the cross for your sins. He shed his blood on the cross to wash your sins away. He was buried and 3 days later he rose again from the grave. And today, my friend, the living Christ calls you to himself. And it is our prayer that you would open your heart to Jesus and surrender your life to him as Lord of your life. Giselle Ferreira is married to Samuel. They have 3 daughters. Now, this is a pre-recorded interview. And so Suzanne and I will be back with a few comments along the way. But now, take this in, some time with our special guest, Giselle Ferreira.
Giselle, where did you grow up?
Well, I grew up in Pearl City, Hawaii, in the mountains of Pacific Palisades.
Explain that a little for us, please.
Well, it was kind of interesting. It was one of the newest developments, and actually we were like one of the first inhabitants of Palisades. And it was a neat place to grow up. It was up in the mountains, and I mean, we had to pass through cane fields. All Momolani was just cane fields. And so way back when.
And now, what about siblings?
Siblings, I have 4 brothers. One passed away and a sister. So 5 of us or 6 altogether in our household, the Garduki household. And we were like the wild family, always entertaining the people and getting into mischief.
Musical entertainment?
No. Just entertaining, you know, small kind, hot about a days, running around with the crowd.
And where are you in the family placement?
I'm the baby.
You're the baby of the family.
Baby.
Who would you say influenced you the most during your childhood?
I think it's got to be my grandparents and specifically my grandmother. You know, they were Filipino. Well, I'm a 3rd generation Filipino. And they were just amazing people. You know, she was from the Philippines. Both of them were. But my grandfather had an interesting story. He served in both World War I and World War II. And through that was able to become an American citizen. And actually rose to the ranks of captain, which was really, really extraordinary back in the day for a Filipino to be a captain in the Air Force. And so that was something, a pride and achievement of our family. But I just love their stories growing up and, you know, that really shaped who I was or who I am, excuse me. And you know, they were Catholic, and I remember my grandmother always, she'd be praying for the family, and I would get up in the morning and hear her praying for us, and the last thing I would hear during the night was her praying for us again. And it was just such a profound impact.
Now, were they married in the Philippines, your grandparents, or here?
Actually, they were married in Virginia. And the story is that he was already in the, I think he was in the army, and he brought her over as a bride. So can you imagine this Filipino young bride coming in the middle of the winter in Virginia? It was hilarious when she would tell the story.
Now, had they known each other?
You know, not really. He knew the family. And so, you know, Filipinos in that culture back in the day, you know, so a lot of it is arranged. But he had actually had talked to her brother and got the okay for him to marry her.
Do you remember how long they were married?
Jeez, no, I don't remember. But, you know, quite a number of years.
So you were raised Catholic then?
No, actually, I was raised Episcopalian. So that was kind of unusual where, yeah, I had this Catholic influence, but raised Episcopalian. So always grew up with a presence or a knowing of God and Him being my Father, but not really knowing Jesus personally as a Savior. So it was a journey for me.
And how did you get to know Him as your Lord and Savior?
Well, it's kind of a long story, but I think it's a really neat one. Being the youngest, of course, I'm the most precocious one, and I want to do things my way. So actually what happened was that, you know, I was the apple of my father's eye and, you know, could do no wrong and had a wonderful, wonderful relationship with him. But when I was 14, I got pregnant. Yes. And I was at St. Andrew's Priory. And so it was so traumatic for my family. You know, they had high hopes, you know, being in the being an Asian, education is so important.
Yes.
And having a college education is so important. So anyway, I decided I was going to keep the baby and live with my boyfriend. I look back and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I cannot believe I said these things to my parents, you know. But God, again, is so amazing because He walked all of us through that. And, you know, I just knew that I'm going to keep this baby. And fortunately, my boyfriend at that time and her father was, you know, was very supportive. And anyway, he just gave me the ability to have like tunnel vision. And I promised my parents I would graduate from high school. And so I was able to double up my courses and eventually graduate from high school, actually a year ahead of schedule. And then from then I went into court reporting school, and my father said, because my father, he said that I always promised each one of you a college education. So And he wanted me to have a career where I could support myself in case anything happened. And so I did. I did that. And thankfully, I did because I had a career. And, you know, my relationship with my boyfriend did not continue. And we broke up. And so this all leads back to how did I come to know Jesus as my personal Savior? It's because during that time, I had met these people. And they were going to, I remember, Vineyard Christian Fellowship. And it was just when these churches were getting into the schools. And it was so amazing, this type of way to worship God and even learn. Because being an Episcopalian is kind of like Catholic, where you have a, you know, everything's a program. You know,
rituals,
liturgy, right? So, and I remember this one girl taking me under her wing and just said, you know, just real gently and with such love, just says, you know, well, you are, you know, unmarried and you have a child, but you really should be married. And so I realized, oh, yeah, I guess I should.
Suzanne, I'm listening and I'm thinking, here's Giselle at the age of 14. What courage And what faith? I mean, to have the have her daughter, and then to go on, as she said, tunnel vision, and then graduate a year early. I certainly see the grace of God in her life. As you hear this, having been with her, what resonated in your heart?
Well, I'm hoping our listeners can hear just the joy and the excitement of life and the determination. She may have been the baby of the family, but she is a very vivacious person. And, you know, most women, I believe, would talk about the trauma of being pregnant at 14. But she just kind of took the bull by the horns. And she's still very much like that today. As our interview continues, you're going to hear that she's just someone that, even at 14, I don't think she recognized, but the Lord was with her, and he just carried her through, and she was just determined, okay, I have this little baby. My boyfriend's going to stick with me. We're going to just get this job done and honor the promise to my father. I'll graduate early, by the way, and then get a little career.
Well, and of course, with her career, as we've fast-forward a little bit, she's traveled all over the world.
Yes.
And even when their relationship did not materialize to what she may have hoped or what he may have hoped, it did not quench her spirit. Well, we'll find out more about what happened in the life of Gisele Ferreira when we come back from our break. Oh, can we learn something from a teen? Can we learn something from someone who's, 14 years old, and yet, as you say, take the bull by the horns? You might be facing a moment today. You might not be 14, or you may be, or you may be 40, or beyond. Whatever it is, it's a moment that we can indeed learn from someone. We can learn from the youth. We can learn from someone who faced trials that, for the most part, someone could have just given up. Well, not Gisele, and not you, because God is with you. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chenan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
You're listening listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
You're listening to The Good Life Radio Show. I'm so glad you're with us today. This is a pre-recorded interview with Giselle Ferreira. And you know, she lives in the Middle East today. And she's living an adventurous life. Actually, her life started with quite a great deal of adventure, even as a teen. 14 years old, she bore her first child and graduated from high school early and went on to a career in court reporting. Let's take a moment now and hear more from Giselle in this pre-recorded interview. Sit back, maybe buckle up your seat, and share in this moment with her.
You know, is that, do I want to spend the rest of my life with this person? And, you know, I couldn't. And so that was my decision to end it. And then through that process, I remember going down. It was actually the church right down the hill from where I used to live in Palisades. And I forgot the name of it. But I just knew I needed God because I was just totally walking off this path that I thought I was going to take. And there was an altar call. And I remember just going down the aisle, with tears streaming in my eyes, answering the call to know Jesus as my personal Savior. And that was how I was introduced to Jesus.
And take us a little bit further. How old was your little girl at that time?
She was 4.
Okay.
Yes. So, yeah, it was really, really, you know, it was traumatic for all of us, but in my heart, I had to follow that decision. So I accepted the Lord, and then a few years later, I met my present husband.
I'm seeing a wedding band.
Yes. And so Samuel is my husband, and we've been married for 34 years.
Congratulations.
Yes, thank you. We have, so altogether we have 3 daughters, and they're just wonderful, wonderful girls. I can't tell you how proud I am of each one of them.
And did you continue at that church?
No, actually, what God took us on several different roles. After that church, we went to Manoa Valley Church, where we got married and baptized our children. And then I remember we were living in Makakilo, and it was such a long drive. And so I was listening to K-Light, and this pastor I loved his sermons. His name was Ralph Moore. Hope Jaffa Kaneohe. And you know, in this, when you just hear something that's like, and the Spirit is just calling you. So I remember I said, hey, we just got to check out this church, even though I was so happy at Manoa Valley. And so we went one day to Hope Chapel Kaneohe, and I just knew this is where we needed to be. So the neat thing is that I remember going back to Manoa Valley and talking to Pastor Don Asman, and, you know, just sharing where we felt God was leading us. And he just said, well, I don't want you to church hop, so whatever God calls you, but if it doesn't happen for you, then to please come and come back to our church. And so that's my journey with getting to Hope Chapel Kaneohe.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, I just got to into another unexpected turn. I was working as a court reporter, and I was also volunteering at the church, being a Sunday school teacher, which is the best way to learn about God.
Yes.
Because you have to take the truths of God and be able to share them with children, you know? And I really loved it. And then after that, they asked me to be the director. And so I was the director of the Sunday school, and in addition with being a mother and having a career. And then it got to the point where Hope Chapel grew very, very big. And so they asked me to come on board as their first children's church pastor. Mm. So I did. And, you know, it was another, yeah, it's I had to leave my other job, my career, because I couldn't do both, you know, two full-time jobs. So that's how I got to Hope Chapel Kaneohe, was their children's church pastor for a few years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, the Lord has brought you through some very tough times.
Yes, yes. Some great times.
How would you share with our listeners how he's done that, brought you through tough times?
You know, it's his presence. You know, you when you cry out to the Lord and you can just sense his presence, that has been the one thing that has just continued, helped me to continue on his journey. And then bringing people into my lives. And of course, his word that is so critical and so life-giving. That's the way, that's the only way I can say that makes me, that helps me get through life.
Now, how did your parents do with your new religion and your personal relationship with Christ?
Well, they were very supportive. You know, I'm sure every parents, I'm hoping every parents are supportive of their children, and they just knew that I was a different person, and I was walking in God's way, and you know, we had a good marriage, so they were really happy. And of course, with the grandkids.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, do you have a favorite scripture?
Yes, I do. And that's from Proverbs 3. That says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your understanding. Commit your ways unto him, and he will make your path straight.
Now, why would that be? Can you share?
Well, trusting in the Lord, you know, that we live in such a crazy world, and you can't really put your trust in people or situations or institutions, but you can trust in the Lord because of who he is, that he is our good, good shepherd, and he loves us so much. And so that kind of love, you know, really, really gives you that security to know that I can trust Jesus.
And looking back, you would say that it has worked its way out to be true.
Of course, every single day, trust in the Lord. Although sometimes, you know, that too can be a journey. You know, you think you hear right, or sometimes you're just rebellious, but it's a process, right?
It is, and I think you have more to share on that level as you're doing or have done some traveling.
Yes, I have. Well, recently, my husband was retired from the DOD as a fire captain, and then he had heard from God to go to Afghanistan. This was after 2 years of retirement, and so I was thinking, what? And anyway, God led him actually to go to Iraq. And he went to Iraq for like 4 or 5 months.
Now, let me be clear. This is not in the military.
No.
This is as a civilian.
As a civilian, right. He just felt led to do that. And, you know, we just had our last daughter, and she was her last year of high school. And I remember thinking, my first thoughts were actually, are you crazy? But, you know, later God just gave me a peace about that. And I knew that, again, trusting in God. You know, if he put that desire in his heart, then I'm going to trust him that he's going to see it through. Well, ultimately what happened is he spent four or five months there, and he wanted to get a place where we could be together, because obviously I couldn't be with him in Iraq. So he found another contracting position, and this was in Spain. So for 5 years, we had the wonderful opportunity of living in Spain. Mm. And it was perfect because, you know, all my children were out of the house. My youngest was in college, and that was just the perfect time for us to go. And it was really neat because we knew that Europe, you know, was pretty dry. And we were able just to really build relationships and share Christ as we knew him, not as a religion, but as a relationship and as a savior and as a friend. And I know we influence lives, you know. I know we did that. I mean, so many people had come up to us when we left and said, yeah, you guys mean a lot to us and really, really changed our community. So
now, did you have people come to your house or did you have places of meeting?
We had several where there was a few like Bible studies mm-hmm. would come, would start, and then individuals would have like personal discipleships. And then just community, just getting to know people, you know, the Pepe at Cafe Pepe, and we would just go and drink coffee. And then the neatest thing is our last 8 months there, we became involved with this Catholic church. And they just took us under our wings, and it was really, really fascinating. And how they just loved us.
I'm amazed, Suzanne, at how Giselle pulled up her stakes and created another life, following her husband, of course, Samuel, but trusting in God, leading Samuel to move.
Exactly. I appreciate that because I'm sitting here thinking the same thing. How many women would be willing to just, her daughter's in college, but still she's in the United States and she's being called to Spain. And you're going to hear even more before we end our time with Giselle. But both honoring her husband and how God is leading him and being his helpmate and going along and then trusting the Lord in the process and even leaving her parents and her family back here.
Mm-hmm.
What an example.
I mean, really, really uprooting.
Yes.
I think it speaks also about maturity in faith.
Yes.
To be able to see the hand of God opening up opportunities that may seem even adverse, uncomfortable, perhaps inconvenient, and yet God is still in it. And then being there, opening up a new life, but opening up your life to others to become a part of your life, to the point where when they were leaving, there's a certain tone of sadness.
Yes.
Because it speaks of the connections that were established. Well, think about Giselle when you consider a certain aspect or a certain time in life when you think things are going smooth and opportunities come unexpected. When we come back from our break, Giselle will share more about her journey that led to the Middle East and what her life has been there. But it all starts with her being, following her husband.
Yes.
And ultimately, really, just trusting in God. What an adventure indeed, Suzanne Maurer, as we share in this time with Giselle in this pre-recorded interview. So great to have Giselle Ferreira with us. Is your life boring? You want an adventuresome life? Well, we've got the answer for you. Surrender your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. Follow him. I think it will be an adventure indeed. Stay with us. We'll be back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me. I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference, but where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kari Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kari Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
So, Giselle Ferreira goes to Spain. They move to another country, and it's not a visit, it's not a vacation. They stayed there for, what was it, over 5 years? Over 5 years. So they made a life there, but that's not all. In this next segment, in this pre-recorded interview, you're going to hear where God led them next. Well, you know, she has traveled all over the world, and it's been quite a journey for her starting, well, very young. But let's take this in now. By the way, as you're listening, you might be thinking, I'd like to share this story with someone else. Maybe they will be encouraged by listening to how Giselle Ferreira, as a teen mother, not only had her child, but raised her child, graduated early from high school, went on to have a career in court reporting. But what has led her to do what she's doing today? You can get this program for free as a gift to you at thegoodlifehawaii.com. That and other resources that we have available to you. And remember, our Slice of the Good Life program that airs across the country and in England and the Philippines and Canada. But now let's go back. Let's go back to this time with Giselle Ferreira.
And then the neatest thing is our last 8 months there, we became involved with this Catholic church. And they just took us under our wings, and it was really, really fascinating. And how they just loved us and loved the Lord. It was really, really surprising. It was a delightful surprise.
And so that was for 5 years.
Yes.
And now?
Well, what happened is that his contract ended, and so we were trying every which way to stay in Spain. We wanted to become residents, and God was just closing all the doors. Everybody kept saying, oh, you're American, you have all this, you have incoming money, it should be no problem. But it was, we just couldn't get there. So he just said, I want to do plan B. And so he started applying for jobs. And this company called from one of these Middle East countries, and they had called and asked if he would like a job there. Mm-hmm. So now it was a really, really hard decision for both of us to make, or at least for me to make, because in this place, it's such a different place from Spain. You know, there. You know, women can't drive. I would have to be wearing an abaya when I go out. There's women and men are always separated. And, you know, I had this wonderful career as a personal trainer in Spain, and I loved it. I loved it. And I knew that that would not probably be happening there. So I was really, really sad, but I just felt again that the Lord was leading this. Mm-hmm. And so, I said yes. And
how long ago was that?
Well, my husband has been there since February, and I had to close up shop in Spain. So, and then I had to apply for the visa process. And
now, February of this year?
Last year.
Okay, February. Yes. Okay, thank you.
Yes, okay. February of last year.
So it's been a year.
Yes. So it took me a good 7 months to get there, going through the visa process. Mm-hmm. But I finally arrived there in October.
And
it has been a really unique experience. My days are pretty lonely there, you know, in the beginning, because we live on a compound, and there are just like four other women there, and two of them work, and the other two are recluses. And to go anywhere, I need to go with my husband. I can't just go off on my own. And so I would
have. And he's working,
so I'm dependent on him to drive and for everything. And you know, being this independent woman, it was a transition. But again, you know, God is so good. I went there and he gave me the scripture verse, and it's from Isaiah, and it says, "The Lord will be your guide forever. He will satisfy your needs in a sun-scorched land. You will be like a well-watered garden, like a spring whose waters never failed." And I have held on to that, and he has. He has supplied all my needs. I mean, he has been my fellowship there. And he told me, you know, this is going to be a time of stripping. You know, literally going into the desert, you know. Mm-hmm. And all the things that that we are taught to do here in the States, you can't necessarily do the same thing as far as living your life as a Christian, mm-hmm. You know. Mm-hmm. You have to be careful. And so I knew I had to unlearn some things and just really have this active and amazing life with Jesus. Because for the Muslims that are there, they have enough religion. They have so much rules and regulations. Mm-hmm. They don't need any more of that. What they need is a relationship with Christ. And the way that I can bring that is allowing Christ to live in me. Mm-hmm. And so that was the process of just learning, how am I going to share, and really allowing God's love to permeate every part of my body and soul. And it was just an incredible time of intercessory prayer, and it's just been amazing, amazing. Although lonely, but amazing, you know.
We just have a few more minutes, but speak to our listeners, if you will, of how God has gifted you with such trust.
How has God, well, I mean, it's just who he is. Mm-hmm. He loves us so much, you know, that he would give his son, and his son would go to the cross and endure our sins. I mean, how can you not trust someone who would do that for you, because he loves you so much?
Would you be willing to say a prayer for some of our listeners who aren't quite there yet? They are struggling. They're not sure. How do I get to know this Lord that Giselle is speaking about like she does? Would you say a prayer for them? Can we do that?
Of course, of course.
Thank you.
Lord Jesus, we are so thankful that you love us so much, and that you bring us your Father's love, and you sacrifice everything for us. And Lord, we just want to lift up to you your children, God, who don't know this, Lord, and who are maybe just beginning their journey of trusting in you, Jesus. Help them to see how incredible you are and how trustworthy you are, and that you always fulfill, Lord, your promises. So, Lord, I just ask, God, that you would just begin to release just your light and your love and your grace into their lives. And we thank you for your incredible mercy to us. In your precious and holy name, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior.
Amen. Thank you so much for that. And the other thing I don't want to lose sight of before we close is, and correct me if I'm wrong, your obedience to let your husband be the head of your household, and even if some of the direction or decisions are tough for you, you are a team, you're following together.
Yes.
Can you share just a little bit about that?
Well, I mean, we're a team. And it's so amazing, too, is because when he was there by himself, you know, he would try and speak to people and share, but, you know, nothing really came to fruition. And it was just so amazing because as soon as I got there, all these amazing opportunities started happening. And, just as before I left to come on vacation here, the greatest joy is we found a house church, an underground house church. And so that has made an incredible difference. And, you know, I am looking forward to going back because we are seeing God move in such incredible ways. Some of the miracles are amazing. And, you know, we've experienced some powerful miracles already just in the 2 weeks of our house church experience. So again, when you're walking in obedience, there's just a fullness of Christ, and there are things that that he wants you doing it together.
That is just beautiful. Giselle, I can't thank you enough. I know it's
pleasure.
A busy time for you, and yet for you to come and bless us.
Faith and obedience, Suzanne, it seems as though they go hand in hand. Faith, taking steps, obedience, even in directions where you might not have ever wanted to go or thought of or planned. And the Lord causes these divine detours. And when you're there by faith, you realize that not only do new worlds open, new opportunities come along, and new levels of growth on the inside.
And then he delights in blessing that obedience and that faith.
Well, I can tell this has been such a deeply fulfilling time with Giselle Ferreira. When we come back from our break, Suzanne Maurer and I will just share a few more reflective moments, thoughts with you, with each other, together with you, about what this all could mean when someone puts their trust in Jesus Christ. Sometimes we don't always elaborate on these things. So much of these are assumptions, or we suppose that people understand. But when we drill down and go a bit further, especially with an example like Giselle Ferreira, I think there's a lot of ground to cover. And we will cover some of that ground, of course, with you in mind and in our hearts, dear friend, when we come back. There's hope ahead of you. There is peace and joy and the thrill of serving God even in tough places. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky, leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
In times of economic challenge, opportunities arise. All we need is someone to say, I believe in you. Michael Beasley, a senior executive of Kaiani Team Aloha, has seen Kaiani products improve the quality of people's lives. Michael Beasley says Kaiani's mission is to empower people globally to experience better health, wealth, and a lot of fun.
Contact Michael Beasley at 277-9528. Live outside the 9-to-5 workday. Become the CEO of your own business while Kayani handles the details. That's Michael Beasley at 277-9528. 277-9528. Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. There are times when injuries take place. In some cases, surgical care is necessary. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Palimomi and Kuakini. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi at 484-2042, 484-2042.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.com. Others have connected on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. Mahalo to Wahiwa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Villarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chenan and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, LNS Marine Services Consultants, Arsina Kailihiva of Purium, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.com. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 The Word, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
So the question is, what if? What if? You say, what do you mean, Danny? What do you mean, what if? Well, what if... what if God led you to do something that was outside the bounds of what you felt you were meant to do, or hoping to do, or always believed that you were going to do, and the Lord redirects you? Maybe a message you heard, maybe a radio program that you listened to, maybe a page of scripture that you're reading, maybe a friend says something, and then you keep hearing that same message over and over and over again, and it becomes hard to deny. Well, what do you do? Would you follow? Would you obey? Giselle Ferreira, in this pre-recorded interview, has shared with us how the Lord has led her from Pacific Palisades on Oahu, in Hawaii, to the Middle East via Spain, and via numerous mission opportunities, and from being a court reporter to a children's pastor, and now in the Middle East, being used by God. This is the Good Life Radio Show. Danny Yamashiro here with Suzanne Maurer. And in these last moments, Suzanne and I will gather and just share some thoughts. Maybe one thought that we'll delve into subpoints of it, because it is quite a deep issue, a deep example, a deep time with Giselle. Suzanne, what really stood out to you?
Well, when I was here with Giselle, and I was meeting her for the first time when she came back to the islands, it just spoke to me that she's such a beautiful example of a concept that's very difficult, even for Christians, to embrace, called dying to self. And there's a beautiful scripture in the book of Galatians that says, I have been crucified with Christ, and I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. And the life I now live, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. And it's a beautiful scripture to quote, to read, but to actually live it out is something entirely different. And to me, sitting with Giselle and just listening to years of obedience, trusting the Lord, loving her husband, and allowing him to be the spiritual head of her household, to be the decision maker. And in some decisions that were very tough, she was willing to trust the Lord. And in it, you hear a joy. I think there's an undeniable joy. And that speaks to my heart. I want to have that kind of joy and obedience in dying to self and letting Christ live in me, guide me, direct me.
It comes in the face of what we see in our society today, with the messages that we all receive, whether it's through media, in various forms. It's not dying to self. It's gratifying self.
Yes.
Putting self first. And for that matter, Suzanne, it may not only be in the secular world. We may see traces of that, maybe more than traces of that, that have crept in to the body of Christ. And I'm not talking about any particular denomination. I'm just talking about the body of Christ at large. Maybe, one would say, maybe in the Western world, it's like that. What do we mean by that? Well, we have trappings of, yes, of the world in our Christianity. We may have an alternate universe called evangelicalism, but some of these things may have creeped in. But it really boils down to, in my estimation, would be the individual.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that sounds contradictory too, because I'm talking about, the individual's relationship with God in the regards to surrendering to God.
Mm-hmm.
Because when we die to self, that scripture that you quoted, Galatians 2:20, talks about I'm crucified. Therefore,
right.
You know, I'm no longer alive.
Exactly.
My life, I'm dead to self. I'm alive to God.
But Christ lives in me. And that's where the dying to self, just emptying ourselves and letting Christ just take complete control of our lives. It's a struggle. And for the most committed Christians, I think it's a struggle. But it's such a wonderful way to live. And Giselle just exemplified that.
See, she's animated
mm-hmm.
by the life of God, the Spirit of God in her. There's a scripture in Ephesians that says, be not drunk with wine, but be filled
yes.
with the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So drunkenness, you know, you're intoxicated, you're empowered by some other, alcoholic force
mm-hmm.
that takes you away. Well, there's a play there. Be filled. Can we be, in a way, not in a negative sense, but so filled with the Spirit of God that the Spirit of God is animating every action, every emotion, every thought, completely overwhelming us with the Spirit of Christ.
Well, and the other thing I heard from Giselle, Danny, is she's expecting God to lead her and bless her. And so I didn't even really sense a reservation on the whole in the interview, because she knows she can trust God. She's expecting to trust God. And she's living that out. And I just think it's just a beautiful example to me and to our listeners.
Well, it's just, and I'm in there too. What an example. We do need those kinds of examples. And I think we ought to, certainly it's part of our calling. It is our calling to exemplify the mm-hmm. faith. But didn't Jesus exemplify that for us?
Yes.
Now we see role models, but didn't Jesus, isn't he the epitome of a role model who did what his father said to do?
Mm-hmm.
And here's the thing. Even with Giselle, I would imagine, she's not doing any more or any less. Sometimes we try to do too much, but God didn't call us to do that much. Just what he's called us to do. And maybe that could give a sense of peace as well, because there is within ourselves sometimes this gratifying is, it's still a part of it is me. And God can do it, but I'm going to do more for God. I'm going to do more than what God wants. But God didn't say to do more.
That's right.
Just be content and feel the peace of Christ. And remember when she said, for a long time, you know, she would just has been there. This is before they found the fellowship.
Yes. And she was lonely.
Lonely. Mm-hmm. Or even for her husband, he may have felt a certain tinge of loneliness too. But when they were brought together, things began to move.
Yes.
It's a beautiful thing, as a side note, when the man and woman come together, other things kick into gear that may not have been moving.
Well, before. And in her loneliness, during the day, she turned to Jesus. She didn't feel sorry for herself. She didn't grumble. She turned to Jesus. And that's so powerful.
A kind of finding contentment.
Yes.
In God. Finding contentment in the Lord. Oh, well, aren't we tempted to find contentment in other things? Aren't we tempted today? My friend, are you tempted, even as I am at times, to create things in life that draw me away from my devotion to the Lord, but draw me to devotion to something else?
She could have been reading books that were not, you know, drawing her closer to Jesus. Who knows? But she chose to draw to Jesus.
What an example. Giselle Ferreira, and I hope, dear friend, that you have been encouraged by her insights. Well, just her life.
Her joy.
Her joy, what she said, her obedience. You know, God's timing is perfect. There's no better time than right now to share the love of Jesus with someone near you, even as Giselle and her husband Samuel are doing that in the Middle East. If you haven't done so, this is the perfect moment to open your heart to Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I got a presentation for you there. To help us with your financial support, make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. Isaiah 25:1, Lord, you are my God. I will exalt you and praise your name, for in the perfect faithfulness, you have done wonderful things, things planned long ago. It's always a blessing to be with you. Special thank you to Giselle Ferreira. Until next time, along with my co-host, Suzanne Maurer, technical producer Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.